Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zoi Chedavan, Druzivik Hago, and Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Beis tells us, Nimsa Tomin Bagal, let's say the corpse was found buried in a pile of stones, a Talib Ilan, or hanging in a tree, a Tzafal Pnei Amayim, or floating on top of the water, Loi Hayu Orphan, they would not do Egla Rufa. Why not? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ba'adoma, the corpse is found on the ground. V'loi Tomin Bagal, that tells us not buried in a pile of stones. Furthermore, the Pasuk says, Neifel, it was fallen, V'loi Talib Ilan. That means not if it's hanging in a tree. And lastly, the pasuk tells us basade, and that tells us v'loitzaf al pnei amayim, not floating on top of the water. Furthermore, nimtza samach l'sapar, let's say it's found near the border of Eretz Yisrael, and on the other side there's a lot of goyim, oil yirshu ben achrim, or it's found near a city that the majority of its inhabitants are non-Jews, oil yirshein b'bezdin, or if it's found near a city that doesn't have a bezdin kavua, set bezdin, loy hayu arfin, they would not do the egla rufa. Now the Mishnah just qualifies his last statement in maidedin el meir sheyesh b'bezdin. They only measure from a city that has a set bezdin. In other words, when we just said before that they don't do an Egla Rufa, if the corpse is found near a city that doesn't have a Bezdin, it doesn't mean that Egla Rufa is not done at all. It means that if the closest city happens to be a city that doesn't have a set Bezdin, we don't pay attention to that city, and we measure to the closest city that does have a set Bezdin. The Mishnah continues, Nimtza Mechuvad Bein Shtei Hayarais, let's say the corpse is found precisely in between two cities, Shtein Mevi'a Shtei Hagalais, so each one of them is going to bring an Egla Rufa. Tiver Belezer, that's what Belezer says. And lastly, Ve'en Yerushalayim Mevi'a Egla Rufa, Yerushalayim is not going to bring an Egla Rufa if it happens to be the closest city, and that's because the pasuk tells us ki matzechal ba'adama asher Hashem lekecha noisin lecha lirishta. If you find the corpse in the land that Hashem your God gave you as an inheritance, and Yerushalayim loy nischakol shvatim, it was not split up in between the shvatim. It's not in the chelik of one particular shevet, and therefore it doesn't fit the bill of egla rufa. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, nimtza rashi b'makom echad v'gufa b'makom acher. Let's say the head is found in one place and the body in a different place. Ve'lichna rashi etzal guf divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that we bring the head to the body, whereas Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says it's the other way around. We bring the body to the head. And that's because when a person is beheaded, Rabbi Kiva says that the head falls into place, whereas the body keeps on moving a little bit, and therefore we're going to move the body to the head. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalar and Hey, continuing to discuss the process of Egla Rufa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.